विष्णु गुरुर्देव महेश्वर गुरुरेव परम ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। चिन्मयं व्यापि यत् सर्वं त्रैलोक्यं सचराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। Different types of sorrows that come in our lives, and their different causes. If we recognize it, then we know the solution to it also. Hanumanji, who is the remover of all types of problems, we invoke his blessings. And blessings are invoked in number of ways. One is to give us the strength to be able to face our problems, to give us the wisdom to recognize the cause of our problems and to remove it. And where we are totally incapable of doing it, oh Lord, you do it for us. So here now Goswami Tulsidas Ji prays to Hanuman Ji that even when there is illnesses, see, different problems that we have and different causes of sorrow that we have. We have seen that when there is lack of knowledge, there is problems. Then when there is due to our actions, then due to our own desires, our own bodily attachments. And now Goswami Tulsidas Ji talks about even if there is a illness and even a life-threatening illness. See, one thing, at one age, all of us have to die. But especially when someone is young, an illness comes, it's almost like a life-threatening illness. Is there a solution at that time? And we know our scriptures have given us Mahamrityunjay Mantra. And here also, by invoking Hanumanji, it is possible, because he is the one who brought Sanjeevani for Lakshmanji. So now this portion is being pointed out.
Bana lagyo ura lachiman ke tab prana taje sutaravana maro legraha vaidya sushen samet tabai giri drona subira uparo ani sajivan hath dai tab लक्ष्मण के तुम प्राण उबारो को नहीं जानत है जग में कपि संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो।
बाण लग्यो उर लक्ष्मण के तब व्हेन लक्ष्मण वाज शॉट विथ एन एरो Pran tajay sut Ravan maro. And that missile was shot by Ravan's son, Indrajit. And it was such a lethal weapon that Lakshman almost lost his life. Pran tajay sut Ravan maro. And he killed him, hit him finally to kill him. Laigriha vaidya sushena samet tabai giri drona subira uparo. And we know that Hanumanji went and brought Sushen from Lanka, a vaidya, a doctor, and went and even brought the Drona mountain on where you can find Sanjeevani, and ani Sanjeevana hath dai, and brought Sanjeevani and gave in the hand Lakshman ke tum prana ubharo, and you brought Lakshman back to life. Therefore, ko nahi janat hai jag mein kabhi sankat mochan naam tiharo. So who does not know in this world that you are the remover of sorrows, illness, diseases, problems, difficulties, all sankat, no? All calamities. Now, this story also is very famous from the Ramayana, that when the war broke out between Ramchandraji and Ravan, one by one, the great warriors of Sri Rama's army vanquished and killed many of Ravan's generals, commanders, and mighty warriors. Finally, Ravan sends Indrajit, his son, and he's called as Indrajit because according to the story, he has won even over Devtas. Means he has won Star Wars. Yeah? In our language, we have to understand, no? Otherwise, we think, some Indra, some Devata. So he has fought even Star Wars and won galactic wars, you can say that. Ravan was also winner of the three worlds, you say. No, victorious over the three worlds. Now, you know, when I say something like this, then people say, come on, you know, what Star Wars? Do you know your movie Star Wars also is of the past, not of the future? Do you know that? Which means even they agree that we were more advanced in the past than we are now. And probably we are the aliens who came and invaded this earth. Yeah? And now we are afraid of aliens coming in the future. Where in the past they've already done it. Do you think we have come from the same planet? Have you seen the Chinese, the Indians, how different they are? They could have come from different galaxies, who knows? Sometimes you think also, no, like that. So Indrajit, he has fought battles and won galactic wars. So he's not an ordinary warrior. He comes into the battlefield, and of course Ramchandraji will not come into the battlefield. Lakshman goes into the battlefield because he is a junior warrior compared to Ravan. So Lakshman and Indrajit get into a battle. When they are fighting, Indrajit is no ordinary warrior. He's also known as Meghnad, that when he came into the battlefield, he would roar like a thundercloud. They both fought. Many a times Lakshman had an upper hand. And finally, Indrajit panicked. And according to laws of war battle, even that time, missiles were not to be hit at individuals. But he hit in panic a missile. He did it because these people don't follow any laws. They want others to follow laws. Like the Kauravas want the Pandavas to follow law. And you also will say, why did the Pandavas break the law? And nobody questions why the Kauravas broke every law. Yeah. I mean, the bad are supposed to be bad, but good are not supposed to do anything wrong. No? That's our mentality. But here you can see, Indrajit hits a missile on Lakshman. And Lakshman fell into a coma. Lakshman, who's considered to be the very avatar of Sheshnag, Indrajit tried to pick him up with his warriors, but they could not pick Lakshman up. Even his almost dying form was so powerful, so heavy, they couldn't pick it up. Finally, Hanumanji came, picked up Lakshman from the battlefield, and quickly brought him into the camp of Ramchandraji. And when Ramchandraji saw Lakshman in this condition, Ramchandraji lost all his bearings. That you left everything and you came with me. What face am I going to show my mothers? That I could not look after my brother. And Lakshman is like life to Ramchandraji. If Lakshman is gone, Ramchandraji has no even purpose for living. Ramchandraji also lost heart, weeping there. He sits down, helpless. Now, can you understand what is the condition of the monkeys? If Lakshman is dead, Ramchandraji has lost heart, they are sitting ducks in the morning. They will all be finished. That is the condition. And such is the calamity there that Lakshman dies, it's not an individual dying. When the president is shot in the country, or a chief minister, you can understand that it is not an individual murder. It is a calamity. And that time, can you imagine the chaos that was there? But at that time, Vibhishan comes and informs them that there is a Vaidya, a doctor in Lanka. And you see, those who are always in battle, they have to have very good medical systems. Now, that's why in Second World War, First World War, all the medicines came from Germany. They have to have good medical systems. So there's a doctor, because these people are always at war, who can revive an almost dying man or highly injured man. Now the question was, this is wartime. In the fortress of Lanka is Sushen. So they made a committee to have a discussion on how it is impossible. And generally, you know, when people have their meetings in office or anywhere, when the committees or the board meet, very often they discuss how things cannot be done rather than how it can be done. While they were discussing how it is impossible, and it is not an easy task in any case, anti-aircraft guns will be on. You have to enter the enemy territory and bring a doctor from there. It's not even just going hidingly and spying. You have to bring somebody out of there. And during wartime, where everything is on guard, while they were discussing on how it cannot be done, Hanumanji goes into Lanka and thinks that if I bring only Sushen, he says, oh, I forgot my stethoscope there. Well, nowadays, doctors can't function without stethoscope, cardiogram machine or whatever, you know, angiogram. So he said, in case he says that, so along with his house means along with his clinic, Laigriha Vaidya Sushena Sameta. Along with his entire clinic, he brought him there. And I'm telling you, if there are doctors here or those who are going to study medicine, please find the section in the Valmiki Ramayana where the discussion is about the duty of a doctor. You can understand Sushen's dilemma. If Lakshman dies, Lanka wins. On one side is patriotism, the other is his duty as a doctor. And what Sushen, Vibhishan and others have advised Sushen as to what is the duty of a doctor. All your Hippocrates oath and all that will become meaningless compared to that. And every doctor must read that. What is the responsibility of a doctor? What's the duty of a doctor? Finally, Sushen is convinced. And when he examines Lakshman, he says, case is very serious. However, there is a remedy, but it must come here before dawn. Because by dawn break. And there's so much about medicine you can learn from this story. It's amazing. If I ask, and I remember when I was speaking just now in New Jersey on the same topic, there were many doctors attending. And I said, when does most of your heart attacks happen? Before dawn. Yeah? In Ayurveda, the timing of these diseases and all that, that, you know, where your organs are weak, is there. Now, therefore, he said that as long as I can get the medicine. Now, where is the medicine available? They are in Lanka, but the medicine, the herb is available only in the Himalayas. It's like from London, you have to bring this special medicine, injection. But it has to come before this time. They again made a committee to discuss that even if you were to steal the fastest aircraft from Lanka itself, still by the time you go and come back, it will not be before dawn. While they were discussing how impossible it is without trying, Hanumanji asking Sushen where and how to find this Bhuti Sanjeevani has already gone. And when he reaches there, he is not sure that if he brings the wrong herb, if he brings the wrong part of the herb, if he does not know which is the herb or doesn't bring sufficient herb, so chops off the top of the mountain and carries the whole mountain and he brings. So he brings the Drona Parvat itself. Now, most people are curious to know, even in Ayurveda. And I'm telling you, Germany, America are all searching for this special herb which is called as Sanjeevani. And it is mysterious. It says it is life-giving. It can make a person who's in a coma revived. It is said about Sanjeevani. That is the glory of Sanjeevani. And everybody is searching for it, but people don't know what Sanjeevani is. But I'll tell you the secret. You want to know? Want to know or no?
Yes.
As long as you're not going to patent it. Yeah. Somebody told me and I had to agree that this is Sanjeevani. I told you the solution is available very close by. You see, when Hanumanji brought Sanjeevani, naturally Sushen extracted the juice out of it and the pulp was thrown away. Sanjeevani was thrown away. After Lakshman was revived, and of course Ramchandraji is so overjoyed hugging Hanumanji, and you know there was such a celebration that Lakshman is back to life. There's hope for the victory. That pulp started crying and saying, Bhagwan, even if a sinner comes to you, you bless him. I have come to your feet and I have served and brought your brother to life. And my condition today is that I am garbage. Is this what you get for serving the Lord? Bhagwan said, oh. So Bhagwan gave Sanjeevani the boon. He says that in Kalyug such will be your glory, your popularity and your use, that nobody will wake up in the morning without having you. And do you know what is that Sanjeevani? Chai. And now you can see it is not only Indians, chai latte. Yeah? Without this chai, you will not wake up. And that's why, you know, in the afternoon also when you are like, in India, you see, everybody, especially in the banks, government offices. And once they have a cup of tea, then you see them, revived. And see, there is no doubt about that. Because it was Hanumanji who no doubt burnt Lanka, but at the same time gave such an economic boost to Lanka because he brought from Assam tea to Lanka. They have to be grateful to Hanumanji. I'm not joking, see? How in Lanka tea would come, you tell me? Now don't say the British brought tea to India. See, how did it come to Lanka? Hanumanji brought it. And he brought this, but all joke apart. What is this Sanjeevani? And what is this calamity? How we land ourselves in such illness, which are sometimes life-threatening at a young age or say untimely. In Bhajagoyantam, Shankaracharya says, Sukhata kriyate rama boga paschat hanta sharire roga. In the Ramayana itself, each character represents some quality in us subjectively. Indrajit, the very word Indrajit, one who has conquered the Indriyas, your senses. And who conquers your senses? Raga or Kama conquers your senses, means temptation. When you see something and you get tempted, your senses, self-control gets lost immediately. And Shankaracharya says, and even in Ayurveda it is said, the cause of most diseases is overindulgence in the senses. Starting with the first primary, overeating food, eating the wrong food, is the main cause of our illnesses. And yet for this 2 inches of tongue, we are ready to suffer illnesses, don't we? That's why one who has conquered your senses, how powerful that lust is. Thus he represents the son of Ravan. Ravan represents moha or delusion, as we have seen yesterday. And moha's son is lust, kama. Because we have false expectations, false imaginations. And from that, lust is born. And Lakshman represents vairagya, or dispassion. And naturally, the battle in our life also is between lust and dispassion. Now, the word passion today is used in motivational courses, as you must have passion for your goal. We're not talking about that type of passion, because vocabulary is like this. So between the temptations that take you away from your goal and your dispassion, the strength of resistance that you have not to fall for any distraction, that is called as vairagya. Lakshman represents vairagya. And therefore in the Ramayana, Tulsidas ji also has very often given the inner significance. We brought out a book called Inner Ramayana. I'm not sure whether it is here. But this subjectively, Ramchandra ji represents jnana or knowledge of the truth. Then Sita ji represents bhakti or devotion. Lakshman represents vairagya, dispassion. Ramchandra ji represents ananda or bliss. Sita ji represents shanti or peace. Lakshman represents seva, harmony, brotherhood. So when you see all this, the battle between Lakshman and the battle between Indrajit is this eternal battle between our self-mastery and our weakness for the senses. But you also very well know, huh? You have decided to become vegetarian and even vegan, and you're going to fast on Ekadashi, and on Ekadashi only you see what food they make. And one party. Vairagya gone. Happens or not? One wedding, chalo, you go to India. You put nice laddu, peda, khake, no, it's like. Go to a Tirupati visit. Bring laddus from there. All our control goes away, is it not? It used to happen like that when Gurudev used to come for these discourses to. And we used to all get so inspired. We'll get up in the morning, meditate, you know, we'll chant regularly, we'll do this, we'll go to study groups. All this enthusiasm comes in till one Diwali ball. And then your routine is gone and finished after that. And that is why we find that Ramchandra ji becomes helpless, because when your knowledge is not supported By vairagya or dispassion, your viveka or knowledge cannot function. That's why afterwards you regret, I knew it is harmful for me, but why did I do it? Because your knowledge becomes weak. And it is only Hanumanji, guru like Hanumanji, who brings Sanjeevani. And Goswami Tulsidasji in Uttarkhand himself has said, what is Sanjeevani? From the Himalayan mountains, which are unshakable, unbreakable, therefore they are called, they represent Shraddha, not blind belief, but faith that cannot be shaken. And on that mountain is Sanjeevani, and Goswami Tulsidasji says that Sanjeevani is bhakti or devotion. And the only way to conquer over lust is love. And when love is directed towards the higher, it is called as devotion or bhakti. Unfortunately, today we sing this song, you know, bhakti ko shakti do. Arey, bhakti doesn't require shakti, bhakti gives shakti. That only bhakti, devotion and love has the power. And let us put it even in mundane terms, to heal a broken heart. People go on doing these healing courses, but there's nothing healing like a mother's touch, is it not? Why? Because love has the power of healing. Even now, those who do all these healing courses will know that it is with love only, it is not by some channelizing, that love has the power to remove all our negativities. Therefore, Sanjeevani represents bhakti. And the guru brings this bhakti from the Himalayas and revives us. So every year when Gurudev would come, he would be revived. No? And when Lakshman comes back to power, knowledge has got its strength to finally destroy this delusion, Ravan. So that's why it says, लक्ष्मण के तुम प्राण उबारो को नहीं जानते है जग में कपि संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो. Even in this world, when you take care of an ill person, it is only with your love can you help cure a person. So can you imagine that even in your spiritual progress, without bhakti, all your knowledge is weak. And therefore in Viveka Chudamani, Shankaracharya says, of all the sadhanas or requirements to gain knowledge, we think knowledge is gathering information, no? And nowadays we say, what is there? We can go to the YouTube. Yeah. Sit at home, watch at convenience. Or what is there? If you want to do anything, you just Google it. Everything is there on Google, but I'll tell you, something is not at Google. You want to know what? You want to know what's not in Google? I heard one Rajnikant dialogue. Rajnikant caught that villain, and of course the language that they use in Tamil Nadu, whatever it is. Yeah. He says, I'll give you one kick, you will fall so far away that even Google will not find you. So don't think you can find everything in Google. And we can get information, but the insight and inspiration is only in the presence of the teacher. And Lai Sanjeevana Hatidai, and gives this bhakti in our heart. And it is clearly says that you cannot get bhakti or devotion. Yeah. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, it is clearly said, Mukhyatastu mahat sangaiva. It is through the company of devotees that we can get this devotion. Or Bhagavad Kripa Leshadva. And we get the company of saints, sages and devotees. It is only by the grace of the Lord. And the famous chopai of Tulsidas ji. Binu satsang bibhek na hoi, Ram kripa binu sulab na soi. That binu satsang vivek na hoi. That without satsang there is no discrimination possible. But Ram kripa binu sulab na soi. And one cannot get without Ram kripa, without Ramchandraji's grace. So here, it is the Guru, Hanumanji only, who brings. And on the way, there was Kalnemi Rakshas. Mosquito is coming. So, trying to stop Hanumanji. And this Kalnemi Rakshas also means what? Delay, time factor. Kalnemi. Just to give you a hint that Kalnemi was sent by Ravan. Delay, delay, delay it. And we always delay our devotion and our spiritual progress. You know, abhi tumhe javanu. Hanumanji just destroyed that Kalnemi Rakshas and brought Sanjeevani quickly before dawn to Ramchandra ji and gave it to Sushen and brought Lakshman back to life. To ko nahi janate hai jag mein kapi sankat mochan naam tiharo. Even such a mighty Lakshman was revived by Hanumanji. So which disease in this world that Hanumanji cannot cure? And I have my direct experience of it, so I can say it with conviction. But as I told you, many stories I can't tell you now, but I'll tell you in Hanuman Chalisa sometime. Or wherever I take Hanuman Chalisa, you come and listen. No, but like Hanumanji, bring it at our doorstep. Don't worry, we will bring it one day. Yeah. Now, Ravan himself comes to the battlefield. And what does Ravan do?
रावण युद्ध अजान कियो तब नाग की फांस सब सिर डारो श्री रघुनाथ समेत सब दल मोह भयो यह संकट भारो आनी खगेश तब हनुमान जो बंधन काटी सुत्रास निवारो को नहीं जानत है जग में कपि संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो.
रावण युद्ध अजान कियो. रावण इन हिज इग्नोरेंस एंड ऑल्सो रावण व्हेन ही फॉट इनविजिबली एंड यू नो द डेल्यूजन ego, all these, when they come disguised, hidden. And Ravan had the power that even though he came on his war machine, on his aircraft, but today also, all your aircrafts can be radar invisible, is it not? That he came and attacked invisibly. Ravan yudh ajan kiyo tab नाग की फांस सबै सिर डालो. नाउ यू इफ यू सी रामायण और सीरीज और इफ यू हियर अबाउट रामायण इवन इन महाभारत देर आर सर्टन वेपन्स टूडे वी कैनॉट अंडरस्टैंड एंड देन वी थिंक दिस ऑल माइथोलॉजी बिकॉज यू नो हाउ दे डिपिक्टेड इन द टीवी सीरीज दैट देन रामचंद्र जी और यू कैन से रावण होल्ड्स द एरो एंड ही शूट्स एंड देन फ्रॉम दैट एरो समटाइम्स वाटर कम्स समटाइम्स what to say, fire comes, and then there is one particular missile called as Nagpash. And then there are so many snakes come out, and then they wrap everybody. Now today with our modern warfare, we can understand that these could be some biological warfare, what they call that, psychotic drugs or whatever that they would throw in the air so that you start hallucinating and you feel that you are tied. It could be any type of weapon. So, Ravan yudha ajan kiyo tab nag ki fasis sabay sir daro. Shri Raghunath samet sabay dal moha bhayo yah sankat baro. And even Lakshman and Ramchandra ji were tied by that Nagpash. So as though snakes have, like pythons, have wrapped you up that you feel paralyzed. And as though many snakes are biting you, poisoning you, that is the sensation. Yeah? Therefore, it could be a nerve gas, who knows? This is because you people think sometimes, no, it is a mythology. A nerve gas that absolutely poisons you and paralyzes you. So can you imagine that moha bhayo yaha sankat baro? See, again, Tulsidas ji has used the word moha because Ravan represents delusion or moha. And he has created such a delusion that everybody thinks that they are caught by a snake and they are being bitten by snakes. And therefore, there was such difficulty at that time. Yaha sankat baro. At that time, it seems Hanumanji was not trapped in it. But even Ramchandraji and Lakshmanji were trapped in it. That time, Narad Muni comes there and gives the secret to Hanumanji that the only antidote for this is Garuda. Garuda, the eagle. So bring Garuda and Garuda will be able to break this delusion. And therefore they said Garuda mantra can break all delusions and even ward off poisonous snakes. So bring Garuda and Garuda came. So Ani Khagesa, Khagesa means king of the birds. Ani Khagesa Tabe Hanumanju Bandana Kati Sutrasa Nivaru. Having cut asunder the bondage due to this weapon, Nagpas, Sutrasa Nivaro, and removed all the difficulties, and not ordinary difficulties. This was when you are under some hypnotic or under some, hallucinogenic drug, you cannot, and I'm not hallucinating, there is a mosquito. It's going on biting me. This hallucinating drug, you cannot do anything about. You yourself cannot get out of it. That's why never, ever, even fashionably fall into depression. Because people are not so fashioned. For every small thing, they're depressed. Because you can't get yourself out of it. Because your mental condition is so weak, how will you strengthen yourself? That time he says, bring Khagesh. And he came and released it. Now again, what is the great deeper significance? One of the greatest causes of our problems in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna points out. In the fourth chapter of the Gita of knowledge, he points out. And there is where we get the answer to what this means. This is not only self-deception or hallucinations, etc. But snake represents, and even Tulsidas ji in his Vinay Patrika writes, snake represents doubt. And therefore in the Bible also, snake represents doubt. And when doubt is there in your mind, your progress stops. Does it or is it not? In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, one who is ignorant, one who lacks faith in the right means of knowledge, and one who is a doubter, all of them perish, but no one perishes like a doubter. Samshayatma vinashyati. Because at least the one who makes a mistake or lacks faith and does something wrong, will at least find out he's wrong and maybe correct himself. But a doubter remains on the crossroad, neither going near, neither going there, and remains there only. Therefore, samshay atma vinashyati. One who remains in doubt perishes. And Krishna says, never remain in doubt. If you have doubt in the scriptures itself, how are you going to progress? Clarify your doubt. And Hanumanji brings what? As I said, Hanumanji represents the Guru. And who is Garuda? If till now you have not heard Gurudev's talks on the Bhagavad Gita, and whether it is available here or not, try to acquire his videos on the Bhagavad Gita. It is a prize collection to have in every home, seen by everybody. And in the 10th chapter of the Gita, when Krishna says, amongst the birds, I am the Garuda. And that explanation that Gurudev has given, that what does Garuda, and we don't understand those mysticism. We say, oh, our gods ride eagles, and the big fat Ganesha rides a mouse. Garuda represents the eagle, and you know that eagle soars the highest. That's why you say, where eagles dare, don't you? It soars the highest. Yet the eagle that glides so easily on over the highest peaks and mountains, flying into the infinite sky, that eagle's sharp vision, even from that height, is there on the ground. The moment a poisonous creature like a snake comes out of its burrow, it at great speed swoops down and kills it. And Gurudev pointed out that such an eagle is our mind in contemplation, that soars high in high knowledge, which has become alert and vigilant, introspective, that the moment a negative thought arises in your bosom, you recognize it, and from those heights of knowledge, you can immediately destroy it before it starts spreading its tentacles, or its poison, or its fangs. Yeah? And therefore, in the Vedas also it is pointed out that the flap of the wings of the Garuda is the mantras of the Veda. Keep your mind always in high thoughts, in contemplation of greater things. And when you keep your mind high, then these poisonous small things that come in our mind. And how can you remove your doubt until unless you have a contemplative mind which has got the knowledge of the Vedas? So the Guru brings us the knowledge of the Veda that can remove all our doubts, not only about what we need to do in the world of objects, emotions and thoughts, but even doubts about ourselves, our capabilities, our capacity. And that self-doubt is one of the greatest or the one of the mightiest obstacles on our path to even start towards our success. Is it not? And even when we study the Upanishads and we are told you are Brahman, Tattvam, Asi, all you need to is get angry at home for people not doing any work, and they'll say, you went to satsang, this is what you learned. You can't even control your anger. You also feel bad. And then you say, better. What is the use? So many years I attend and I can't give up anger. And my own family members are upset with me. So rather than giving up anger, you give up satsang. This self-doubt is one of the greatest cause of bondage. And therefore why Krishna says, samshay atma vinashati. When you say an ignorant person who does not know of his higher potential, does not know of the higher goals of life, ignorance is bliss. At least he thinks that he is in bondage. He might be in kichad. He might be in some abyss. But a worm knows better, nothing better than that, and therefore finds his joy even in the abyss. But one who knows that there is a greater world of freedom available and still doubts it, can neither live in the mess nor can fly up into the infinite space. Is it not? Therefore, samshayatma vinashyati. And in life, conflict resolution is one of the most difficult part in politics, in your companies, and most of all, in your families, is it not? Whatever she wants, he does not understand. Whatever the children want, the first thing they're told is no. That's why if you see children, first vocabulary they learn is no. Come here, no. Eat food? No. Eat candy? No. This no is just continuously there. Because that's the first word they hear. Conflict resolution, if you have to. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, again and again, logically, when Krishna points out to Arjuna why it is his duty to fight the battle, again and again says, tasmad uttishta kaunteya yuddhaya krita nishchaya. Get up with firm conviction. Because if it doubt, like you know, this eternal question, should I marry? Should I not marry? Most people do marry. Because they always get the advice from elders who are in the well and therefore they don't want to be lonely there. They'll say, Dilli ka laddu hai. Khaoge bhi to pachtaoge. Nahi khaoge bhi to pachtaoge. In Hindi, there's a famous idiom that this marriage is like the Dilli laddu. Dilli laddu is also like Tirupati laddu. Yeah, huge, big, and not dry. It is really juicy, made of fresh ghee. And you touch it, you can gel your hair with it. You know, you didn't know our your tricks, you know. Eat a laddu, enjoy a laddu, and have free gel there. Yeah? And that too also organic, nourishing. Anyway, what do you know? Go spend money, buy all these shampoos, get bald by the time you're 32. We all did that mistake. That's why we are where we are today. So, they say, Dilli ka laddu hai, khaoge bhi to pashtaoge, nahi khaoge bhi to pashtaoge. That it is Dilli's laddu. If you eat also, you'll regret it. If you don't also, you'll regret it. Come to a sannyasi, they say, you don't eat it, you will not regret it. Because yeah. Can any married person say, you will never regret it? They'll always say, it's not bad. Because if you don't, you will regret it. I'm telling you, you won't regret it. But don't think that you can have affairs and then you don't want to get married. Take up responsibility. No? So, any form of doubt, even if in marriage you think that you've got a chance for divorce, those marriages don't survive. I mean, now you've decided, you made a mistake, live up to your mistake. Suffer it, so that next life you will at least not do it. But no, this life only they break, then they go and marry the similar type of person, then they again want to divorce that person. And after that, actually now at least learn, again they want to go and divorce. purpose of marriage is something totally different than what people understand. It's not about, what about my feelings? No, we are not compatible together. Compatible people should never get married. A committee made up of same type of people is never a healthy committee. No progress is possible until and unless opposition, and you are made to question your own beliefs. Then only progress is possible. Then only conviction is made. So all these things you see from your family life to that. No? And the books, manuals of knowledge, such as the Veda, the Bhagavad Gita, etc. And when your mind is living in that knowledge, then to remove these negativities or doubts, and mainly self-doubt. And doubt about the Supreme Self only. That only jeopardizes any progress. And neither can you enjoy this world. Therefore Arjuna says that what if I die without mastering my mind and reaching that supreme infinite abidance in bliss, then will I not be like this rent cloud? Neither idhar ka, nahi udhar ka, neither here nor there. I would have not enjoyed this world, and there I would have suffered, and there I would have not gained it, and here also I would be hoping for it. Therefore Bhagavan says, samshayatma vinashyati. And one of these powers of this ego of yours is, and Ravan, who represents moha, manifests in the form of our ten-headed ego. And don't think that Ravan was a demon, you know, when they show it in these cartoons for children nowadays, you know, with such ugly face. Ravan was very handsome, like you. And at this moment, there are 100 Ravan sitting in front of me, and don't feel offended, one sitting in front of you. Dasha Mukha. Don't say that Ravan literally had 10 heads. No? No, in that only in TV series, no? Suddenly, Ravan is standing there, and then he faces Ramchandraji, and then dun 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 dun. No? That's how it is dramatized. Sounds funny, but when we watch those series, no? And then you see, he's got 10 heads, which means 4 on one side, 5 on the other side. I don't know whether you questioned it, but I as a child definitely questioned these things. I said, then if Ravan had 4 on one side, 1 in the center, 5 on the other side, then he would have spondylitis. And then next question was, how would he sleep? Means all the time he has to sleep like that only. Then sometimes it was detachable, attachable heads. You know, it's like you pull it out and you put it inside. But if you put it inside, how could they go into one head? They must have a really huge head. That's why he was so big-headed. Dashamukha means 10 are our sense organs, 5 of perception, eyes, nose, tongue, ears, and skin. And the 5 organs of action, our hands, legs, speech, by which we communicate, and our 2 organs of excretion, genitals and anus, by which we transact in the world. These are called as organs of action. One who is extrovert through them, such a person is called as Dashamukha, 10-headed. And when we identify with this body and the senses and think ourselves to be this individual, we crystallize this 10-headed selfish ego that creates havoc in the world, and not only for others but eventually for himself. This moha or delusion, one of its mighty weapons is when you walk on the spiritual path, create doubt. Doubt in the existence of the reality. In simple words, who is God? Where is God? Prove to me God. No? doubt in the means of knowledge, the scriptures. So they are outdated. What is there? We are scientists. What scientists? Your science at the moment, every 2 years come up with new theories. Think about it. Where we have the trust in. So these doubts created by the ego will not allow you to know your true absolute nature, which is one with everyone. Because this selfish ego will not allow you to be selfless. And therefore keep on creating doubt. Is it nice to be good? Because if I am good, will people not take advantage of me? All tricks of the ego. And the worst trick is, we show off to everybody, but when it comes to take up any responsibility, those who are even serving in the mission, to take up responsibility and charge, that time, no Baba, not possible. Project is too much. Too much funds to raise. No, not possible. All self-doubt is created by this ego. And therefore, we are not able to even progress in life. Therefore, Ani khage sattabe Hanuman, that when the Guru comes, takes our minds to the greatest heights of contemplation, where faith in ourselves becomes so strong, faith in our goal becomes so strong, faith in the means of knowledge becomes so strong, that there is no more any doubt. And you can meditate only with a doubt-free mind, not with a doubting mind. That's why it's known as doubting Thomas. Only with conviction can we reach our goals without wavering. And that is what is pointed out here. That if we are remaining in doubt and confusion. In Bhagavad Gita also, Arjuna became totally incapacitated, miserable and depressed, because he had a doubt. Should I or should I not fight? Is it or is it not my duty? Is it right or is it wrong? And could not come to a resolution and sat down. Therefore, first thing Gita teaches is conflict resolution. In fact, when I speak to CEOs and I speak to large companies, my first topic in Make It Happen is conflict resolution. Because without conflict resolution, no progress is possible of any company, of any individual, of any family. Go online, take that course up. It's so important. Aren't the children constantly confused? Should they go for engineering or should they go for this? And they join a particular career also and a particular stream of study, and then they change, and to horror of the parents, every 2 years they change their course. And parents have to pay for it. Does it happen or not? Because we do not remove that doubt. We don't start anything with conviction. They want to live together to try it out. Or even after marriage, you do not know whether you made the right choice or not. No. Think about it, that we remain in constant doubt, and that constant doubt paralyzes us. I'm talking in so many different fields. So how much more in the spiritual progress that people actually listen, but the people do not follow. I remember one, when I was in my teenage, there was a radio program, and they wanted one of the youngsters, that there was a very popular, at that time, a woman, saintly person. Then of course she became even more popular, but at that time she was more in the spiritual path, and she had come into town, very outspoken, would answer questions. So I was asked to interview her on the radio and ask questions that youngsters would ask. And it's a typical question that even today youngsters, and 30 years ago we also asked. And since she spoke in Hindi, my question was in Hindi, I'll translate in English. But the answer that she gave in Hindi was just amazing. I said, aap log dharma phailate rehte ho. Means that time dharma meant religion for us. that you go and spreading religion in this world. But if you look at it, all the war quarrels are happening in the name of religion only. Then why spread this religion? This was my question to her. And she replied so beautifully in one line. In Hindi, its impact is there, but I will explain in English also. She just turned to and said at that time, and said, looking straight at me and onto the mic also, that log dharam ko mante hain, dharam ki nahi mante. Yeah? People follow a religion but do not follow the teachings of their religion. But that dharam ko mante hain, dharam ki nahi mante. Because we doubt. And again, like the ego, yeah, like Ravan, I am this, I am that, and then fight against everybody. Why is this happening? Because ego in religion, but every religion points out that the one thing that we have to conquer is our selfish ego. If that's not there in the religion, it's not a religion. Don't call it a religion. But nobody follows that. No? And then we doubt religion itself, because what a comedy or what a disaster we have made out of religions of this world. That's not the fault of the religion, it's the fault of people who do not even read their scriptures, who do not even know the depth of the meaning. And that is called as Garuda. Take your mind to gain this knowledge, and in that heights of meditation, you'll be able to remove all your doubts about yourself, about the truth, about the reality, your relationship with the world and the people around you and the beings around you. That is what, that's the height of meaning. But in this world, we remain in confusion, doubts, and that's why we keep doubting everybody. And no relation can survive if there is a doubt, is it not? If you doubt your children get upset. If spouses doubt each other, there can be no marriage. If two business partners doubt each other, if we doubt the politicians, there can be no government, proper government. See this what happens? So see how important it is. You doubt your capacity to pass an examination, stress. Now comes one very interesting incident, not very commonly known from the Ramayana, because the main story of the Ramayana, you will not find it. Not in Tulsi Ramayana, you will not find it. But Ravan had another son called Ahi Ravan. Ahi means poison. Therefore, snake is also called as Ahi. Ahi Ravan, a mysterious son, means a hidden son. Ravan had many hidden sons. So, he lived in the underworld. And now we can understand, no? Patal, Adhuse Patal means hell. Patal means underworld. And you know the underworld? Now you know? And if you not, watch any Bollywood movie nowadays. It's about the underworld. Yeah? Or you watch about the New York underworld, how everybody remains, these people always remain underground, as you say, the underworld. Now, Ahi Ravan is being spoken about here, Bandhu Samet.
Bandhu Samet jab Ahi Ravan le Raghunath patal sidharo devi hi puji bhali vidhi so bali deu sab mili mantra vicharo jay sahay bhayo tab hi Ahi Ravan sainya samet sangharo को नहीं जानत है जग में कपि संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो
बंधु समेत जब अहि रावण ले रघुनाथ पाताल सिधारो दैट व्हेन अहि रावण अलोंग विथ रामचंद्र जी एंड हिज बंधु ब्रदर लक्ष्मण grab these two, because Ravan came to him and said, Kumbhakaran is dead, everybody is dead, now only you are there to help me. Ravan was himself in a panic state. And he came and took them into the underworld. So nobody knew where they were. In the underworld, you try to find out someone. If somebody is kidnapped by the underworld, you try finding them. Go to Nigeria, you'll know. Go to Russia, you will know. You can't find them. Can you imagine the panic Ramchandraji and Lakshmanji? Like instant. And sometimes you see these horror movies, you know, of these zombies. Suddenly, one hand comes out and pulls that child inside. Mother looks behind. Child is not there. She searches. Come on, all these things. Ramayana is one of the biggest show you can ever have. None of your movies today can be made without some theme from the Ramayana. Whether it's Bollywood or it's Hollywood or Collywood or Tollywood or Mollywood, whatever you may call it. Roddywood. Everything has become wood, but it is there, no? So, Bandhu Samet Jabai Ahi Ravan Le Ragunath Patala Sidaro Devi Hi Puji Bali Biddi So Bali Devu Sabe Bili Mantra Vicharo. Now, these people of the underworld, now, people who know about these certain things also, now, I'm mentioning it too, but don't get frightened or any such thing. You know that a certain form of tantra, see, tantra itself is not a bad word. Tantra means using elements. So all your medicine is also tantra. Your pujas are also tantra. Then what you look out for those tantra, the black magic. Just like with an atom, you can solve the energy crisis of the world. And with that atom also, you can destroy the world by making a nuclear bomb. That is the power of nature or prakriti, externally. And these people of the underworld, why is all these countries so afraid that the nuclear knowledge should not reach? Why? Because it will be used for destruction. If it reaches the underworld, it would be traded for destruction. So, there are people who intelligently use nature, like we have done, to enhance life. And there are others who use nature to destroy life. It's the same nature. And nature in India is worshipped as Devi or Prakriti or Shakti. Both the material scientists as well as our rishis were worshippers of Shakti or of nature. But one uses for its own selfish and exploits nature, other worship nature as mother for the benefit of everyone. So they were invoking the Kali power, the mighty power of Devi, and offering human sacrifices of Ramchandraji and Lakshmanji. Hanuman found out about this and came into the underworld, came into Patal, and Hanuman invoked the same mother Kali, and Kali then destroyed Ahiravan with all their enemies. You use nature for destruction, eventually nature will destroy you only. But Hanumanji invoked the mother aspect of nature. And no mother can bear anything. No woman can bear any harm coming to her loved one. At that time, no man's force can stand in front of a woman's power when she has to protect her loved ones. That's why we worship her as Shakti. Hanumanji invoked her as mother. And when Kali manifested, she destroyed all these Rakshasas. And Hanumanji, along with Kali, destroyed all these Rakshasas and saved Ramchandraji and Lakshmanji and brought them back. Therefore, Ahi Ravan Sainya Samet Sangmaro Ko Nahi Janate Hai Jagame Kapi sankat mochana namatiharu. Now this doesn't mean that there's black magic and you should be able to, and anything goes wrong in your world, somebody did black magic. Kisi ne buri nazar laga di, you know. Don't believe it. In these big cities, even ghosts get frightened, please. So don't think that some ghost is chasing you or something like that. But there is a deeper significance to this, where I had to find out subjectively, what does Ahiravan mean? And only in the Karika of Sri Gaudapada can you get the answer to this. And only highly spiritual people who are trying to meditate will know the depth meaning of what this means. This is the last onslaught of moha or delusion or ravan. Prakriti represents subjectively your prakriti, your nature, your vasanas. And over lifetimes we have collected these vasanas which now make our mental temperament. Being spiritual students and spiritual seekers, you develop positive vasanas, positive habits. Now, seeing from your day-to-day life and seeing also on your spiritual path, one of the deadliest weapons of this delusion, of this ego, of this maya, how it operates. You see in your life also, you start any project, you start with such enthusiasm, don't you? Even a good social project, you know, society benefiting project, and when you create a team, at first everybody is so cooperative, this, that, and then after some time, everybody's negativity start coming up, disagreements start coming up. Haven't you noticed? Whether in office, when you are quoting each other, oh, they are made for each other. After engagement, it's so beautiful. Honeymoon, wonderful. 10 years of marriage, she knows every fault of his, he knows every fault of... Before marriage, she says, you should not, I hope you will not change after marriage. 10 years after marriage, says, after marriage, no change has come in you. See in your own studies also, young ones. You start with all enthusiasm. You're going to get A+, and you're going to get this many points and this many credits. You start off. And somewhere in between, boredom, laziness, procrastination, distractions, loss of enthusiasm comes or not? When you hear about the Samudra Manthan, then you'll understand what mysticism, that when you start churning the ocean of your mind, for some time it's very nice, but afterward comes out the halal wish. You try doing puja for some time sincerely, try doing japa for some time sincerely, sit in meditation for some time sincerely. And why is the most difficult punishment in the prison? Solitary confinement. And you all pay to go on some solitary confinement retreat. And in the prisons, they are frightened of it. Why? Because the moment you try to lift your mind and your mind becomes quiet, all the negative vastness. And even a saintly person will wonder, can such vicious ugly, vulgar thoughts can even arise in your mind. This in Mandukya Karika, in the chapter of meditation, points out kashaya, the poisons of the mind that comes up. That's why even in a relationship, even in different stages of your life, this kashaya comes in. All your negativities come up together from inside. You wonder, can I even have such thoughts? Here I'm sitting in meditation or in a puja. And worse still, if you attend a spiritual camp with a great spiritual master, we have done it and we used to see this whole drama unfold. And at that time, believe it or not, nothing will help you because you cannot help yourself. You'll be so ashamed of yourself, and one of the mightiest powers that will bring you down is your own self-guilt. We had heard about this in Mandukya Karika, and Gurudev had told us very clearly, and we used to see it. Those who have done the Vedanta course also, you'll realize that halfway of the course, what happens? In life also, midlife crisis. These negativities all come out from your inside mind and takes you into the abyss of your underworld. Into a dark, dreary world. Like Shiva, you should not throw out the poison, otherwise you'll destroy all relationships around you. You don't suppress it, you'll become even more bitter. Like Nilkantha, with compassion, you have to hold it. And you can't do it, so Shiva comes and drinks it. Hanumanji is an avatar of Lord Shiva. At that time, when all these negativities are coming out, nobody wants to be with you. At the same time, you cannot live with yourself. And then only we understand the importance of an all-loving, compassionate, accepting guru. Today, meditation you can learn even from the web. But when you come at this stage of your meditation, other than the guru who can take away your poison, whose shelter you can there, and you find that he is all accepting and understanding and does not make you feel bad about your thoughts. Otherwise, even the highest spiritual seeker gives up in fright or fear and comes back again to the world of plurality. For spiritual seeker, this is something very, very important to know. At that time, to hold on to the Guru's feet, Lord's feet, and just let it be. And know that my Guru loves me in spite of, I cannot be evil, I cannot be bad. And this is just a vomit coming out. Let it go out. And that time, the worst attack is on the guru only. Your doubt on the guru, the bitterness towards the guru. But the guru, like Lord Shiva, drinks it. Therefore, Hanumanji only can come. Guru like Hanumanji can only come and destroy these vasanas which take your knowledge and your dispassion, your blissful meditation and your harmony, Lakshman, into the abysses. So, Ahi Ravana Sainya Sameta Sangharo, and this low esteem ego of yours is destroyed right away. Ko nahi janate hai jagame kapi sankat mochana namatiharo. But you say, Ravana is still not been vanquished. Because this Ravana is very tricky. And who is this Ravan? You. And you yourself will kill yourself? No way. The only way to end this ego is, and now comes this last words. In the Gita also, you will understand When I'm giving you these comparisons, it's like a jigsaw puzzle put together. It's so fascinating. The entire spiritual path has been pointed out here in this Sankat Mochan. It just appears like a prayer. Hanumanji, you remove the Sankat of everyone. Please remove my Sankat also. That faith is wonderful, but look at what the depth is in this Goswami Tulsidas Ji's composition. And he says,
काज किए बड़ देवन के तुम वीर महाप्रभु देखी बिचारो कौन सो संकट मोर गरीब को जो तुम सो नहीं जात है टारो बेगी हरो हनुमान महाप्रभु जो कछु संकट हो यह मारो को नहीं जानत है जग में कपि संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो.
With your ego you can never destroy this ego which is torturing you, which has usurped your own peace, Shanti, Sita, which has separated you from your own Ananda, Atmaram. With the ego, you cannot, even when you renounce and you become a great meditator, this ego will come. Do you know how spiritual I am? No? I meditate every day, 4 hours. Get up at 4 o'clock. I don't know why all these people come to listen to satsang. No change has come in that. Has any change come in you? You, where I go there, all politics there. I'm telling you, all politics. In the temple, all politics. Acha? You are not political. See this ego, how many different ways this ego manifests. With the ego, even that I've got knowledge. Yeah? The ego manifests. Therefore, a sincere seeker, when he starts thinking, there is no way I can give up. And therefore, kaj kiye bad devan ke tum veer mahaprabhu dekhi vicharo. And even regarding, as I said, this is for even our day-to-day problems. He says, you have done work for such mighty, powerful people and forces. See, one day one man came up to me, he said, Swamiji, I would really, you know, love to come to your discourse. So I said, why didn't you come yesterday? He said, Swamiji, I had to solve a crisis. So I said, what happened out of concern? He said, you see, my son could not solve his mathematics problems. So I had to stay back and, you know, solve his mathematical problems. So I said, why is he giving his board examination? No, he's in the second standard. Big crisis he was solving. Now, if somebody says that I solved the economic crisis of 2008 for Obama, then you can say that, oh, he must be able to handle crisis. So, kaj kiye bad devan ke tum, veera mahaprabhu. Veera means, oh, courageous one. Mahaprabhu. Prabhu means Lord, powerful. But in Bhagavatam it is pointed out that Prabhu does not mean only powerful, capable, leader, Lord, but etavani prabho artha yadina paripalanam. This is the greatness of a leader, of a Lord, that who is ever ready to help those who are helpless. That is a team leader. So, Mahaprabhu dekhi vicharu. You consider, look at yourself and say, you've done work for such mighty people and removed the problems, such difficult situations you have solved, problems you have solved. To kaun so sankat mor garib ko, jo tum so nahi jaate hai taro. So I, this helpless person, and me who's garib, what are my problems? Even financial problems, how much really do I need? To kaun so sankat mor garib ko, jo tum so nahi jaate hai taro. That you cannot solve. You have paid off loans of multiple millions for your palatial halls, homes. So how much you have to give as a team to pay off the loans of Chinmaya Mission? Jo tum so nahi jaate hai taro. Therefore, Begi Haro Hanuman Mahaprabhu. O mighty, compassionate Hanumanji, quickly come. And after all, you're a monkey. Haro means to steal away. Haro, you are an expert at it. Monkeys are expert at stealing. So steal away my sorrows. Jo kachhu sankat hoye. Whatever is my problem, some I don't even know. Some I'm about to create. To jo kachu sankat hoy hamaro. Such a plea. It is only with such plea we can surrender that now I have done my best. And sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. So I have come at your feet, sharanagati. Shravana sujasa suniyayahu Hari bhava banjana bhira Trahi trahi arati harana. This is what Hanumanji had taught to Vibhishan. And Vibhishan thought, do I deserve it? I don't deserve it. But you are gracious. Tulsidas ji says, main patita tum patita pavan. That's why we make a good pair like a bow and arrow. It is only if there's a fallen one like me that you have the glory of lifter of the fallen people, is it not? So we make a good pair. Hanumanji, think about it. What is my sorrow that you cannot remove? And if you say you can't remove Chichi, you can't remove my sorrow? Therefore, ko nahi janate hai jag mein kapi sankat mochana namatiharu. The last doha in the glory of Hanumanji. लाल देह लाली लसे अरुधरी लाल लंगूर वज्र देह दानव दलन जय 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 कपिसूर सियावर रामचंद्र की पवन सुत हनुमान की जय बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय लाल देह लाली लसे हनुमान जी सेड टू हैव रेड बॉडी यू सी इज कंचन वर्ण नाउ सडनली लाल कैसे हो गए लाल देह लाली लसे इवन फेस ऑल रेड अरुधरी लाल लंगूर इवन ऑन हिज टेल देयर इज रेडनेस अरुधरी लाल लंगूर वज्र देह हुज बॉडी इज लाइक वज्र Danav Dalana, one who is the destroyer of all trouble creating Danavs. Danav Dalana, Jai 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 Kapisur. Victory, victory, victory to you, O divine or the king amongst the monkeys. And as I told you, that monkey does not, Kapi means. Actually, in Sanskrit word, kam sukam pibati iti kabi. One who is drinking the bliss of the absolute reality is called as kapi. Therefore, a man or woman of realization, enlightenment, a stita pragya is called as kapi. Therefore, saints and sages are like monkey only. They cannot remain in one place at one time. Yeah? From Alfreta to Alfanta, Atlanta, from Atlanta to Elephanta. So, they have to. So, Kapi. Jai, Jai, Jai. Victory, victory, victory to the king of the Kapis or the devatas of the Kapi or the divine Kapi, Hanumanji. Victory over all the problems that come to me from the cosmic forces. They come from the nearby, neighboring forces. What comes from internal forces. So, Adi Daivik, Adi Bhautik, Adhyatmik. Which comes from my body, mind and intellect. Which comes from my past karma, my present karma and future karmas. please protect me from all of them. Be victorious over them. Defeat them, vanquish them, destroy them. Oh Hanumanji, who is lal deha lali lase. I tell you, when we have to study Sanskrit, we say, we are old-fashioned. But even in your Star Trek, 20 years ago, Data called his son Lal. And even he knows that Lal in Indian language means beloved. So who is the beloved of Hanumanji? So Lal means the beloved Lord. Lord is called as Lal. And the color red is also called as Lal. And the story is, very beautiful story, that one day Sita Mata was just dressed beautifully, and the last anointment of a married woman is her sindoor. So when she was putting the sindoor, suddenly she heard a sound. Maya, Maya, Maya. She's first startled, who's there in the room? And when she looks outside, and Hanumanji always sukshma rupa dari siyai dikava. When you come in front of your mother, he's always a little child. And for mother, however big you are always a child. Isn't it now? Your mummy scold you. Wait till you take her to her mummy. And you will say, good, Nani, do that. Grandmother, do that. You'll find that she also does to her even at this age. So, in front of mother, he was always a child. And Hanumanji always went as a child. So he said, mother, mother, why do you put this sindoor? Now what she said, for her, Hanumanji is always a little baby. Now how will she explain the philosophy that when I wear sindoor, other men will know that I am married, and you know, it's a sign that I'm protected by the husband. It's the love of my husband. All this what she'll explain. So she just said, I wear this for Ramchandra. She said, why do you wear, children always, why? Why? Why do you wear for Ramchandraji? So she said, because I wear it because of the love of Ramchandraji. So she said, Ramchandraji loves you because you wear sindoor. So she said, yes. Next day, she can't find a sindoor box. She's in panic. She can't go outside without a sindoor. What will her mother-in-law say? How can she go in front of her husband who's alive without sindoor? So she can't do that. And Ramchandra is knocking at the door. She said, don't come in, don't come in. She said, why? My sindoor is lost. She said, come outside. And when she sees there, Hanumanji is sitting on the tree and he has smeared himself with sindoor. All over. And when he sees Ramchandraji there, he comes there and comes and shows off like this. Ramchandraji, why are you acting like a monkey? And Hanumanji starts weeping. You don't love me. You love Mother Sita. You don't love me. No, from Hanumanji. So Ramchandraji says, what's wrong with you? And Sita just starts laughing now. And Ramchandraji says, what's happening? I mean, you know, why are you getting so senti? He says, Mother Sita wears so little sindoor and you love him so much. I thought I'll put all sindoor over me. You love me so much. No? See, what will Hanumanji not do to win the love of Ramchandra? Do you want Ramchandra to love you? So what will you do? Do what Ramchandra ji likes. Ramchandra ji loves dharma. Be dharmic. Ramchandra ji loves his devotee who serves. Be servant. Ramchandra ji loves humility. Be humble. See, lal deha lali lase. Lal deha means he's put red, red, red. Sindur means he's covered with the love of his beloved Ramchandra ji. And the meaning of this lal comes in Kabir Das ji's doha. Lali mere lal ki jit dekho tit lal, lali dekhan mai gai, mai bhi ho gai lal. The play with the word, poetry and alliteration. You studied English poetry, great, wide, beautiful, wonderful world with a wonderful water around you curl is the greatest alliteration in the world of English literature by Wordsworth. Indian literature is full of such alliteration. Whether you read Atma Bodh, whether you read anything, lali mere lal ki jit dekho tit lal, lali dekhan mai gai, mai bhi ho gai lal. Have you seen such alliterations? with one word, not even one letter. What were we losing when we lose our languages, any language in the world? How we are destroying just for commercialism all the languages of the world and our own mother tongues. What to do? Some of us have already lost it, but at least learn one language more than the commercial language that we use. Lali mere lal ki jit dekho tit lal. Lal means beloved Lord, and lali means his glory. So the lali mere lal ki jit dekho tit lal, wherever I see, everywhere is spread the glory of my beloved, and therefore it reminds me of my beloved, and whenever I am reminded, my beloved is there. Lali dekhan mein gai. I went to see the glory of the Lord. Main bhi ho gai lal. I also became smeared by his glory, or I became one with the Lord. Kabir Das Ji has written. So when you say that lal deha lali lase arudhari lal langur, which means he is so immersed in the Lord that he has become the form of the Lord only. Therefore, Ram Lakan Sita Man Basiya. Therefore, when Ramchandra Ji himself is in you, Brahma Puchham Pratishtha, those who have studied Taittiriya Upanishad, that Brahma Ram is his support, his puchha, his tail. Therefore, what is it that Hanuman Ji cannot do? And therefore, ko nahi janate hai jag mein kabhi sankat mochan naam tiharo. Therefore, any time, any problem, any sorrow in your life, you don't have to worry, because tum rachak kahu ko darna. You can go up to Hanuman Ji and say, Hanuman Ji, isn't it shameful? I know I may have created my own problems, and I know I have learnt also from Chinmaya Mission that I am the cause of my problems, but now what to do? I can't remove it. Can you not remove it for me? Straighten me up, please. Ko nahi janate hai jag mein kabhi sankat mochan naam tiharo. And with this, I pray to Hanumanji, pray to Gurudev, that whatever obstacle, whatever difficulties, whatever problems that all of you have had, may by the grace of Hanumanji, may it be removed. Pavana tanaya sankata harana mangala murati roopa Rama lakhan sita sahita Hridaya basau surabhupa Siyavar Ramachandra ki jai. Pavana suta Hanuman ki jai. Umapati Mahadeva ki jai. Bolo bhai sab santan ki jai. May Gurudev's blessings be on all of us. Our gratitude to Gurudev, Guruji, from whom we've gained this knowledge, to Goswami Tulsidas Ji, the entire Guru Parampara, Valmiki Ji, that this knowledge is given to us and we are able to share it with all of you. All of you, those who have managed in this Atlanta area, whether Alpharetta or here, this program and given me this opportunity to revel in the glories of Gayatri Mantra, Hanuman Chalisa, and all of you have served and are continuing to serve the mission, know that great blessings of the Lord, and you are very dear to Hanumanji, otherwise you couldn't serve. So his blessings are already in you. May it continue in abundance that you can serve, give, benefit more and more and more. I'll be moving, of course, now to Florida. And if you've got any friends and relatives there, inform them. My itinerary is on Facebook. Yeah, there's a Facebook account. I don't see it myself, but it is Facebook on my name. You can go and see and follow there. And of course, nice articles also come up there. Follow it. And especially youngsters, youth, you know that the Global Chick Camp on Hanuman Chalisa is taking place. This is just a glimpse compared to that. So come for that and bring your friends with you. And for the teenage, we have best of the best. And for those who want your children to grow up in this complete atmosphere and become successful but value-based people, then we have shown you the video of CIRS. But most important is see that they continue their Balvihar. You continue your study groups. And the youngsters, wherever you go in your university, catch a group. You'll be surprised that you will find from around the world students of CIRS, other chicks, and from America itself, many chicks, which may be there in your college. And you start a group there. See that your regular reflection goes on. Otherwise, get the book, CDs. Keep listening to it regularly so that your mind is kept like Garuda high. So that anytime any cause of negativity or problem arises in your introspection, you can soup it out. Keep your devotion going. Keep your chanting regular. And now we know the meaning. You can sing this Sankat Mochan with a lot of feelings, not just mechanically. Then it has definitely a effect, not only to bring the blessings of the Lord, but main thing is to create that faith, to create that atmosphere in your heart. So we will be giving you out prasad.